Fug. In 1948, Norman Mailer wrote his breakthrough book, The Naked and the Dead. In it, he uses the word most used by American GIs and many others over and over. However, his editors told him that the book could not be published that way. So he went through 872 pages. It was published at 721 and replaced it everywhere with fug or fugging, etc. The book was a big success, and Mailer's reputation was made. But even with all the fugs, we all knew what he really meant. Then Grove Press, in 1959, sued the United States Post Office for censoring Lady Chatterley's Lover, for using the magic word, and won. That was followed by suits concerning Tropic of Cancer in 1961 and Naked Lunch in 1962, both also won by Grove Press. Faced with these losses, the government capitulated, so from then on, fuck became part of the writer's toolkit. It bothers me in this day and age when writers use euphemisms such as effin', f-word, or fuck. Come on, we know what you mean. I am against the use of the word as the mindless adjective or constant term, but I use it for passionate sex, overemphasis, or shock value. Recently, however, the critic opined that I was using it too often in the punchline of a poem. She felt that it was losing its impact. I took her comment to heart, mulled it over, really considered it, and then said, fuck it,